So one of the things that struck me this week was how that often it is not necessarily the possibility of being able to do something and knowing and having the information that is the possibility of being able to do something, but it's more of what is actually going on or the sort of belief that you can't do something that is most important. And here is what I'm going to say. So I was talking about, giving the real scenario, and it's absolutely possible to become a billionaire in one's lifetime. And I think it's actually relatively, it's within somebody's fingertips. And here's the thing: if you look it up, you can do this. There's actually, and I was showing this chart called the, I think they call it the mountain chart or something like that American Funds has. And if you invested $10,000 just before the Great Depression, you'd ended up with having $250 million to your name. And if you'd wait a little longer, it'd be just as high. So that's how you actually become a billionaire in one's lifetime is, maybe not exactly in your lifetime. That's a long time, right? That's 90 years. You'd have to be awfully young to do that. But in the next person's, in somebody else's next person in your life, in your, I can't remember the name of it, but the next person that is going to be in your family will be a billionaire. It's such a crazy thing, right? You invest for 90 years and then you end up getting, $250 million. So over the course of two generations, maybe three generations, you have an obscene amount of money that's sitting there. And that was like, that's a very real, easy scenario to be able to do that. But, once somebody had pointed out, it was like, why would you want to do that? And, to me, it seems obvious because you sort of generate unbelievable prosperity for your family, for any number of different, people or agencies, or in perpetuity, right? Like the interest alone that's going to be kicked off of that amount of money, $1 billion, or $250 million is a lot. It's 25 million a year, right? It's not just for the quarter billion. And if it's a billion, it's $100 million a year, which even in those dollars is an obscene amount of money. Even in today's dollars, that's an obscene amount of money. And, I was showing that is actually a possibility that one could actually do that. And the sort of response is, why would you do that? And, I don't have a good answer for that, other than that is a possibility to create generational wealth in one's family that will last forever in perpetuity unless somebody screws it up. And it's very easy to actually do that. That's not like trickery. You don't have to do anything sophisticated. You don't have to do anything sophisticated, anything like that. Sorry, I'm going for a walk. There's just a dog running up to me. You don't have to do anything sophisticated, anything like that. You just have to be out there to, it's a very simple thing where you just invest in the stock market for a very, very long time. And it's within everybody's capability to be able to do that. Now, if you're fortunate and lucky, that will grow much quicker. You'll be able to invest more, those kind of things. But it's just fascinating that we sort of think like we can't do these things. And then on top of it, lots of people give up before they even start, before it even is part of the journey. And I'm always thinking about that as, what are we doing here? Why is it that, why is it that people give up before they start? Is it just so unusual to be able to do things like that, that people just are not necessarily, not necessarily have the confidence to do that? Any number of different things I think about, like, man, isn't that a cool option? I just think it is amazing to be able to do that and have that possibility. I thought that that blows my mind when I see that. It's like that is a possibility in a normal person's life. And a normal person being somebody that's making a decent salary, like maybe you're a teacher or an engineer or something like that, and you do that. You teach your kids well, and they do that for a couple of generations, and you have like normal people, unbelievable wealth, right? Like you have a couple of generations of teachers, and they learn how to live in an austere way, and they learn how to save, they learn how to sort of do basic principles. And I think about like how truly amazing that that actually is, yet somehow that's lost. And I don't have an answer for why you'd want to do that, other than that is just an amazing thing to be able to live like that or have that possibility. And you might think like, hey, the kids, say you did that. And then you give it to your kids, then they don't do anything. You might think they don't do anything. Well, that presumes a lot on your kids. That they have no capability, or you won't be able to teach them wisely and to do wise things. I think that is a big presumption, to be able to do that. I just think, I think if we have the possibility, and at the end of all of this craziness, wouldn't it be an amazing opportunity to live a normal, healthy life? I'm not saying like, starve yourself and all of that kind of stuff, but I'm saying live a normal, healthy life, and then at the end have such a substantial chunk of money that you'll be able to do okay and pass that on to other people. I don't know. I just think that that is a wonderful opportunity that we have access to as a possibility. And I don't know why other people just don't jump on that. Maybe I'm just weird.